Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and unlimited satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your own fantasies for free. Now, you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. When you're ready to enjoy deep, sensuous pleasure, just take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. Let it go with a sigh, releasing any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the story caressing your body. Karen moved on the bed. The first rays of the morning sun were pushing between her blinds. It was early, another hour before they both had to get up. But right now, she felt very awake and very needy. Rolling over, she switched the alarm clock off to make sure they wouldn't be disturbed. Sliding her arms back around Mark, she pressed her cheeks against his back, feeling the sensation of his heartbeat gently drumming against her, allowing her hands to slide down his chest over the soft contours of his stomach. She gently kissed his neck as her hand caressed his stiffening cock through his shorts. "Not now, babe. I'm too tired," he whispered sleepily. Another morning, another frustrating start to the day. It had been like this ever since his business folded 3 years ago. Thankfully, he had found another job quickly. But the money was certainly a lot less, and they had to make do away with the many luxuries. He was also working much longer hours as a driver, often not getting home until gone midnight, only to have to be up again at 6 a.m. Kissing his neck, enjoying his hand patting her on her hip as their excuse of a sex life now, she rolled back and stared at the ceiling for a moment. She was awake, and she still had another hour before they needed to be up. So she slided out of bed and searched for her morning coffee. Maybe a little time with herself would ease her frustration. The morning sun only dimly lit the sitting room as she sat on the oversized recliner, pulling her legs up underneath herself. She hugged her knees for a moment before wondering how her life became like this. Mark was a good man. He had never been unfaithful. He had always put food on the table. He worked damn hard to keep a roof over their head. For a moment, Karen felt guilty about her selfish needs. But she was a passionate woman. Okay, a little mature now. But she still had desires. She still wanted Mark. As much as she did when they were 18 and getting married. Even when they'd had kids, they still managed to find time just for them. Admittedly, it wasn't quite as passionate as it was before the kids, and not for the extended sessions they had enjoyed in their early years. But it was their time, and she was very satisfied. When they were in their 20s, they had christened every single piece of furniture that came into the house, even this recliner. Grinning to herself as she remembered it being delivered. The packaging was still all over the sitting room floor when she first sat on it. Mark had stood there, just watching her with that look in his eyes. her fingers easing the buttons open on her shirt, her fingertips caressing the curves of her breasts as she watched his every response. Seeing his cock grow firm in his pants had turned her on even more. Sliding her skirt up, her panties glistening with desire, she slid a single finger over her stomach, commanding his gaze to follow it. As if attached to her finger, his gaze followed it down as she parted her thighs, dragging her fingernail ever so slowly up the inside of that soft skin, until it reached her panties. Biting her lower lip, she suppressed a moan as she felt little pulses of electricity moving through her body. Mark's tongue caressed his lips, hungrily, needily, aggressively, as he took another step forward, unbuttoning his own shirt hurriedly, his gaze never leaving her finger. Edging her panties to one side, the tip of her finger brushing her clit, she moaned gently. Mark growled his approval, looking up at him, her eyes hooded, she whimpers, "Eat me, honey, please." Dropping to his knees, Mark kissed and bit gently on the inside of her thighs, the coarse caress of his beard sending shockwaves of pleasure cascading through her body. Slowly he kissed higher, far too slowly for Karen's liking, and she moved her feet over his shoulders, willing him to move higher, his warm breath creating goosebumps across her whole body as he kissed over her panties, lingering gently on her clit, before his tongue firmly traced a line up her folds through the soft, wet silk. Slowly, Mark's tongue moved along the edge of the material, teasing at her lips. Karen pushed her lips forward, needing to feel his tongue deeper. As he slid her panties to one side, sucking gently on her folds as he teases inside, his tongue caressing all the way up and down her lips before caressing around her clit. Wantonly it throbs in anticipation before he sucks it between his teeth, her back arching with the pleasure moving through her. Two, maybe three fingers slide inside her, massaging along the walls of her pussy, sending tremors through her as she clutches desperately with salacious desire, and dragging her clit between his teeth and tongue, her thighs clamping around his head, wanting him to lick her harder. As always sensitive to her needs, Mark's tongue flicks hard along her clit, quick, brutal strokes sending lightning bolts of pleasure through her body, her legs tensing as her orgasm spreads over her. Unable to help herself, Karen moans loudly, "God, Mark, I'm coming," as her body explodes in pleasure. The waves of pleasure moving through her body, forcing her to tremble. Relentlessly, Mark continues licking her pussy, her pleasure dripping down his chin, her folds sensitive, throbbing from her orgasm, the sensations intensified by the caress of his beard. Unrelenting, her orgasm continues to flood up and down her body. Mark laughs gently against her pussy, the vibration sending a new wave of pleasure through her body. As he kisses up her stomach, the tremors follow his lips, the shocks of electricity pulsing through her body as he kisses higher and higher, his tongue teasing the curve of her breasts before finding her erect nipples and dragging his teeth along them. Karen pushes her breast hard against his lips, her fingernails dragging up and down his back, desire forcing her nails to dig a little deeper. Her hands eventually find his belt, releasing his buckle and loosening his pants. She pushes them back, the tip of his hard cock dancing against her thighs. Grabbing him urgently, she guides his cock to the lips of her welcoming pussy before whispering, "Be inside me, Mark." Putting his hands firmly on the armrest, he raises himself up so they are eye to eye. Kissing, he rocks his hips, his cock easing inside her, stretching her lips as he pushes her inside, her orgasm still trembling along his shaft, enhancing both of their pleasure. Wrapping her legs around his waist, Karen pulls him deep inside of her, the tip of his cock pushing relentlessly along the wall of her pussy, stretching her, filling her with every unforgiving thrust. Her nails dig deep into his ass, urging him further inside her, her orgasm growing once more. His breath warm on her face as he holds her gaze, his body tensing with need, his cock trembling as he moans, "I'm coming for you, baby." Just hearing him say it takes Karen over the edge, her body exploding in pleasure again, as she feels jets of his warm cum filling her pussy. Not wanting to break the spell, he slowly continues thrusting his pulsing cock inside her, kissing her lips gently, panting, the shared pleasure moving through their body. They stay just there for a little longer, enjoying the moment. Karen opens her eyes from the memory, her robe open, one hand between her thighs, her fingers thrusting inside her panties, the other massaging her nipple roughly, rolling it between finger and thumb. Pleasuring herself wasn't anywhere near as good as feeling Mark inside her, but it would get her through the day. Karen continued to push her fingers inside, stifling moans as her orgasm grew. She's suddenly aware that Mark is watching her from the shadows. "Don't stop," he whispers, his hand stroking his hard cock, before he comes and stands next to her. Releasing her breast, Karen grabs Mark's length, kissing along every inch, teasing along him with her tongue, reaching his throbbing tip, her lips ease slowly over him, her tongue circling him, his moans of pleasure just fueling her own desire. Taking him fully into her mouth, his cock threatening her throat as he thrusts inside, swelling along her tongue. She wraps her fingers around his balls, massaging them, her other hand rubbing furiously at her clit. When she tastes the first drops of his pre-cum, she eases her mouth off, whispering, "I need you inside me, Mark." Mark lowers himself between her thighs, Karen quickly guiding his cock into her wet desire, stretching around him as he pounds into her pussy, wrapping her legs around him, lifting her hips into every motion of his body, digging her nails into his ass, pulling him into her further. Her core clutches hard along his length, the sensation of his cock moving in and out of her body, flooding her with desire. His throbbing length pushing along her clit, sending raptures of pleasure moving through her, tensing as she feels her orgasm spread. Mark whispers, "Come for me now, sweetheart." Just his words force her orgasm to explode through her, tensing around him as his cum fills her pussy. Karen's breath itches as he stays inside her, their bodies trembling in perfect time, holding each other's gaze. Mark leans in, kissing her, their tongues exploring each other's mouths. As the waves of pleasure ease between them, their kisses becoming more and more gentle. Mark pulls back, his eyes melting Karen's body. He whispers, "I'm sorry I'm so tired. I just don't want to start something. I might be too tired to finish and leave us both frustrated." "It's okay, honey," Karen responds gently. "I know how hard you work, but maybe if we could do a little bit more of this every now and then, it won't be too taxing and we will both feel better." Mark kisses her gently again before saying, "Let's try. I've never wanted anyone but you. And I guess we could both do with some de-stress time. Now, I hope you enjoyed that. Something a bit different, something a bit lighter. Now, it's Easter weekend, so we still have Lamb to the Slaughter. And next week is episode 52 of the show. 52, yes. 52 stories have been done, 52 weeks. It's a year old next week. So I look forward to joining you in bed again. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.